Today's shiur will be beginning toward the end of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We'll take advantage of the topic heading that is featured in this marked Gemara edition known as Shas Ozer. Many of you are viewing it on your screen, and some of you have taken advantage of ordering the volumes of the Shas Ozer. We offer topic headings and, when necessary, structural explanations under the title Mivneh. In this case, we notice on the outside margin, Nosei. We've listed 2 points. One, Shalosh Lekuchos Ze Achar Ze. There are three purchasers, but they purchased one after the other. The Chol Echad Shah Besada Shana. And each one of the purchasers occupied the field for a year. Mitztaref L'chazoka Avur HaKlina HaShlishi Mul HaMora Kama. They will add up to the required 3 years of chazaka, which will in effect benefit the third purchaser, with which we'll have a completion of the 3 years, against a claim placed by the original owner. Second point, Aleph, Mechira B'Shtar, and Beis, Mechira B'Fnei Eidim B'Lishtar. Le'eze Mehen Yesh Koil. Which one of these produces common knowledge? The idea of a koil is the idea that everyone knows about it. So if a transaction takes place through a document upon which witnesses sign, that is said to produce a koil. It becomes public knowledge. What about a sale that takes place in the presence of witnesses, but no shtar is prepared? Does that also create public knowledge? The issue of public knowledge naturally ties in to our topic of gaining a chazoka. If the sales that took place between Mr. 1 and Mr. 2, namely, purchaser 1 sold it to Mr. 2, that transaction, was that done, does that create knowledge whereby the original owner was aware that such things were happening, or not? Let's see the Gemara inside. Shlosha Lekuchos Mitztarfin. Imagine a case where a fellow by the name of Yehuda responds to Reuven, who places a claim, and Yehuda says, I've been here for a year and I bought it from Levi, who had been there a year, and Levi bought it from Shimon, who had been there a year. Omar Rav. Rav is responding to this case of the Shalosh Lekuchos. He says, the Kulam Bishtar. This is true that they add up to form a chazaka, provided that the transactions between them took place with a shtar. Bear in mind, no one of them was there for 3 years. So we're dealing with a somewhat unconventional chazaka case. So the issue is, did the transfer between the subsequent buyers create a koil that would arouse the original owner, and if there's anything not legitimate, so he'll be able to place his claim? Let's take a look at the Rashbam. V'kulan b'shtar ashnei lukuchos achronim koi. Avalokeach rishon shalokach mina ma'arer ma'alonu ulishtoro. When we talk about that all of them are bishtar, we're referring to the last two purchasers. We're not referring to the original purchase between the complainer and the first purchaser. The im yesh lo shtar, pshito di ein yochol arer. If he has a shtar, indicates the complainer sold it, so there's no case. Continuing in the Gemara, Lameimra de Sovarav, Shtar Isle Kola, the Adim Lesle Kola. That only if you have a signed document, then you have something that created public knowledge. A lot of noise surrounding the preparation and signing of a document. However, it sounds from Rav's comment that a sale that took place in front of witnesses, though there was no shtar, such a transaction would not create public knowledge. Well, if that's the case, v'omar Rav, Hamoicher sode be'edim, goive minechosem ishubodim. You have to imagine a case where there's a seller of a field. He sold it in the presence of witnesses to a buyer. Creditors of the original owner come and take the field away from the buyer, claiming they had a lien on the field. The rule here is that the fellow who lost the field, who bought it with a guarantee, can go and collect from subsequent purchasers, from Mishubodim. So you have a fellow who bought a field with a guarantee. If he loses the field, he can go and buy it from subsequent purchasers who bought it from the same seller. So how could that be? If you'll say that the sale between the seller and the buyer done in front of witnesses did not create public knowledge, how should subsequent buyers know that there's a lien on their property? The Gemara goes on and says, in truth, there really is no public knowledge. However, when you're dealing with the subsequent purchasers, hasam lekuchos inhu afsidu anafshayu, they created their own loss. Namely, when someone comes to purchase a piece of property, the responsibility is upon him to investigate, not to rely on current public knowledge. Rather, you have to investigate and find out were there fields sold prior to me, prior to my purchase. However, this is different than the case of the Shalosh Lekuchos that we said are mitzarev to form a chazaka. There, the original owner wasn't involved in any purchases. He simply had to rely on public knowledge in order to arouse him to issue a complaint. He doesn't have to every day investigate the county courthouse to find out if there have been transactions on that piece of property. Hence, we go back to Rav's din, and that says that in order for three lekuchos, each one possessing it for 1 year, to gain a chazaka, their purchases would have had to be done bishtar, with a document. That causes public knowledge. That would motivate an original owner to issue a complaint. If it's not done with a shtar, then there's no way for the original owner to have known that a chazaka was being formed when you're dealing with people that were living there only 1 year. Continuing in the Gemara, you'll notice a long question marking between the Rashi and the Gemara. The kuf, that circle with the vertical dashed line, shows you the length of the question. Likewise, there is a note on the outside margin under the topic heading, the nosei. Chiluk begvia min hameshubodim bein mechiros karka b'achrayas be'edim b'li shtar l'milva alpeh. There's a difference when coming to the issue of collecting from subsequent buyers. Those are mishubodim, people upon whom there may be a lien. difference between a case of property sold with a guarantee and the sale was in front of witnesses versus a case of a loan that's done orally, meaning a loan that's also not written in a shtar. We'll see the practical application of these two institutions, namely sale of karka in front of witnesses and the way we process that, versus a case of collecting loans. It's a different situation, collecting loans that were done al peh. Gemara asks, Umi Omar Rav Hochi, that mechiras karka, sale of land that's done, sale of land with a guarantee. I'm selling you this land with a guarantee in front of witnesses without a shtar. What does Rav say? That he's able to collect from the chosim mishubadim, the fellow, the buyer, if anything happens to his land, even though he bought it without a shtar, he bought it in front of witnesses, he is allowed to turn to subsequent buyers. If anything happens to him, he can turn to them and say, hey, I was here first, I was here before you. In other words, I have first claims on this guy's properties. In other words, I have a lien on your properties because my purchase predated your purchases. So we're asking, does Rav really hold that? The ha'atnan, ha'malves chaveroi, the shtar, goivem inichosim ishubodim. Al yudei edim, goivem minichosim b'nei chorin. A lender that loaned money, if he loaned it and a document was prepared, he's able to turn to the properties that were owned by the borrower, even if those properties were subsequently sold, but at the time of the loan, they were in the possession of the borrower. That's what we mean, that he's goyve minichosim mishubadim. However, if a loan was extended in front of witnesses only, the lender cannot collect from properties subsequently sold by the borrower. All the lender can collect from are b'nei chorin. Those are properties currently held by the borrower himself. So what do we see? We see that transactions, whether they be loans or sales, in terms of developing our question, we're equating the two, loans or sales, done without a shtar, you cannot turn to subsequent purchasers. We call them mishubadim. The Gemara goes on, v'chitema Rav Tana hu upalig. You might want to contend that Rav, being from the first generation of Amoroyim, and more than that, not just that he was a member of the first generation, but he had the strength of a Tana to therefore argue on Tanaic sources. And therefore, maybe Rav would say that the milveh al yedei edim would nevertheless entitle the lender to seize upon properties that were subsequently sold by the borrower. That's not so. V'har Rav u'Shmuel de'amri Travayu. They both agree, milveh al peh eino goyveh lo min hayorshim v'lo min halakuchos. The emphasis here is on, you know, is of course we want to note Rav's name and the fact that it's a milveh al peh and the expression halakuchos, that when it's oral, you do not bother the subsequent purchasers. The Gemara responds, milve azvini koramis. Are you asking a contradiction between the case of halvah, the case of loans, and the case of purchases? They're two different realms. Milve ki koyosif. In the case of a loan, when borrowing takes place, Bitsina ko Yosef, ki hechi de lo litzulu nechose ole. They're done in private. And the reason for them being done in private is that it's not to the advantage of the borrower for it to be known that he owes money, because when it becomes known that someone owes money, his property value, the value of his property, drops, because people know that he's desperate to sell off and they'll offer him a minimum amount, feeling that he'll take it, whatever he can get, because he's pressed for it. As a result of that, so imagine someone who borrowed money and then he subsequently sold other properties that he had. Do you think that the subsequent buyers, the people that bought from this borrower, know that he borrowed money? No. You can assume the people that purchased from him would not know that he borrowed money, unless it was a milve bishtar, which would create public knowledge. But if it's alpeh, they wouldn't have known. If they wouldn't have known, we can't say that their property has a lien upon it. They're innocent. They thought that they were buying a sure property. Okay. However, zvini, cases of sales, man dezovin ara, when someone buys property, bifarhesia zovin, it's a well-known transaction. So if you have someone that bought property and he bought it with a guarantee, the public would be well aware of that. And why is it that it's well known? Why is it that it becomes well known? In fact, someone who's buying land wants everyone to know about it. He might go and tell all his friends, "I'm buying property." Why does he want it to be well known? Ki hechi the lepuk lo kola, so as to create a coil. And what's the point of creating the coil? So we'll take a look at the Rashbam. The lower part of the narrow lines, man dezoven befarhesia kozoven, kidei she yikbitsu aleo lochin, the hilkoch. He wants as many people to express their interest. The hilkoch apsidu lekuchos anapshayu. Any subsequent purchasers, they cause themselves a loss. There's like an automatic lien on their property if you have a previous guy that bought it with a guarantee. She'im chokri yofe, if they would have done a good investigation, these subsequent buyers, hayu shomim mibnei odom she'mochar mocher zekvar karke bachres, they would have easily found out that the fellow from whom they bought their property had previously sold other property with a guarantee. So that if anything happens to that earlier purchaser, they are going to be on line to lose their property. Hence, the issue of establishing a coil by virtue of witnesses alone and no shtar, you have to evaluate each case on its own. We had the case of the three purchasers and the original owner. We had the case of a milve alpeh, and the case of a purchase of land with a guarantee. Can he turn to subsequent lekuchos? Continuing in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ochlo ha'av shana v'haben shtayim. A father and son are in this story. There are 3 years of chazaka, but how are the 3 years of chazaka formed? A father consumed it 1 year, and his son 2 years. Ha'av shtayim v'haben shana. Ha'av shana. Vaben shona, valokeach shona. Hare zu chazaka. All of these cases will add up to a 3-year chazaka. The Gemara asks, Lameimra, de lokeach is le kola. In the case we just learned, it would appear that the purchase. We saw the third year it was occupied by a purchaser who purchased it from the sun. That creates a coil. When you say Harezu Chazoka by saying such a thing, you're in effect saying the following, that before the conclusion of the 3 years, the ma'arer, the complainer, the original owner, should have issued his protest. And because he didn't issue his protest, when he knew that a third year was going by and someone was there, that indicates that he's no longer the owner, and hence a chazoka is achieved. So, in short term, we're saying that a lokeach is leikola, that created a public knowledge, hence the original owner should have issued his protest. Well, we're asking now, v'ramini, we have the following source. Notice the kuf, circled with a vertical dashed line between the Gemara and the Tosis. This indicates a long question. Kushya, a long question. V'ramini, ochlo b'fnei ho'av shona. You have a machzik who used the property in front of a father 1 year. In this case, the father is the morakama. The father is the original owner, and there's someone who's using it in his presence. Ubifnei haben shtayim. The machzik continues using it in front of the son who supposedly inherited. He didn't actually inherit it because you've got a machzik there. How long has the machzik been there? 3 years. His first year is in front of the father who was original owner, and his last two years is in front of the original owner's son. B'fnei ho'av, shtayim b'fnei haben shana. Or another case, b'fnei ho'av shana, u'b'fnei haben shana, u'b'fnei lokeach shana. Harezu chazaka. Okay, someone's occupying the land for 3 years. How do we calculate his 3 years? Well, there was the original owner called father. The second year, father had already expired and was a son. And the third year, he was there in the presence of whom? Someone who was called Lokeach. Who's this Lokeach? He's a fellow that bought this same property from the son. Very interesting. The son sold property that was being occupied by someone else. If it were so that a purchase creates a coil, imagine then, the son, after the second year of this occupier, the son turned around and sold it to someone else. That would be the ultimate protest. If that were so, that the sale is an institution that creates public knowledge, the son was in effect protesting this occupier's presence by selling it to someone else. And yet, what does the source say? That doesn't constitute a protest. A sale is a quiet thing. So the act of the son in selling it to the buyer while this occupier is on the land doesn't constitute a protest. Well, this contradicts what we said in the source just before, where you had what was described over there. It was a lokeach who occupied it a third year after there was a father 1 year. Father died, his son inherited second year, and the son sold it to a buyer. third year, if an original owner comes and complains, he won't win. That indicates that the purchase did have a koil. Why did you wait 3 years? The third year having undergone a transfer between the ben and the lokeach, at that point you should have protested and you didn't. So we see that in that first case, sales do create a koil. In the second source that we had read just before, we see that the sale between the son and the lokeach didn't create a koil. Omar Rav Papa. Basically, lokeach does create public knowledge. Ki Tanya Hahi, this last source that we read, where we saw that someone had occupied the land in front of a lokeach, and we said that the occupier will win, and namely that the sale between the ben and his buyer did not create a koil. Why is that? The Gemara says again, Ki Tanya Hahi, the mocher sodoisov stam. The son sold to his purchaser, sold a piece of land. He sold it in general terms. I'll sell you a piece of land. But it wasn't clear that it was this piece of land that the occupier was sitting on. Let us take a look at the Rashbam. Amar Papa, Li'olam Eimaloch, the Lokeach is Le Kola, that a Lokeach does create a coil. The Hocha Mailo Chashvi Machol Lekichas Lokeach Min Aben. If that be the case, then why is it that the purchase between the son and his purchaser did not create a protest against the occupier? Mishum de Mochar Lo Haben Kol Sodoisov Stam. Oison Shahoyu Shel Oviv. He sold the properties that used to belong to his father, sold it to this particular purchaser. The Toyin Halokeach Shigamze Haksode Konisi Bechlau Karkois Kulon. And the purchaser, who purchased from the son, claims, oh, that land that this occupier is on, I bought also. The Amrino Le will tell him. The purchaser from the son will respond to him, Kol Sodoisov Mochalo Chutz Mizu. Yeah, he sold you all the properties, but not this one. Avoim Mochar Zu Hasode Bifnei Atzmoi. If, however, the son specified this property that the occupier was on, I am selling to you, Bot Loches Kosel Shomachzik, then the occupier would not gain a chazoka. De'ein Lecho Macho Gedoilo Mizu. There's no greater macho than an original owner selling the property that the occupier is on. He's in effect saying, hey, get up, you have no right to be here. So if he does that sale before 3 years lapse, that will break the chazaka. The Mishnah. Ha'umnin va'shutfin va'risin va'petroipin. Artisans and partners and sharecroppers and executors, Ein lohem chazoka. Even though they're holding on to property or items, their possession of it does not constitute a chazoka. Lo leish chazoka benichse ishto. A man doesn't gain a chazoka on his wife's properties she brought into the marriage, for example. Velo leisha chazoka benichse baila. Velo leav benichse aben. Velo leben benichse av. This word machzik has different meanings. We'll have to look into that a little bit later. But we've said it that this limitation to chazoka is in the realm of machzik. Avo benoisei matona. If, however, you're dealing with a transfer through a gift, for achin shechoku, or brothers that divided an estate, the hamachzik b'nichse ager, And that's a case where a convert passed away, leaving no children that were born to him after his conversion. His property is considered unowned until someone comes along and does some action of acquisition. No'al v'godar uporatz kol shehu arezu chazoka. A minor act of ownership on such a property, like locking a door or setting up a fence or breaking open a new opening, even of a small nature, that would constitute a chazaka. The term machzik that we saw in the Mishnah, we want to make a little bit of a reference to the term chazaka, and in fact this reference will be familiar to those who have been learning the Masechta from the beginning. We have a little star on the outside margin, he'ora. Hamilo chazaka yesh lo kama mashmoyos. The term chazaka has different connotations. One, cheskas gimel shonim bekarka da'avi hochocha lebailus. Use of property, of land, 3 years, is a proof of ownership. Number two, chazaka b'metalpilin, odom shemachzik bohen, person who's holding some portable, ne'emon loymar d'shelohen. He is believed when he says, it's mine, l'chuchen hein b'yodi, I bought them. Number three, chazaka k'kinyin, the term chazaka used as a method of acquisition, u'kemo she'omrim b'karka niknes b'chazaka. We use that expression, a karka is acquired through chazaka, to go no'al, godar uporas. Those are acts of acquisition. It's a term, though it's the same word chazaka, but it's not related to proof of ownership, namely of having something over 3 years, which we also call chazaka. This is a means of acquisition, of initial acquisition. So to summarize the opening of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah that spoke about that these people do not gain a chazaka one on the other, there we're referring to the idea of a cheskas gimel shonim chazaka with a taina, that type of chazaka, cheskas gimel shonim, as opposed to a chazaka which is a means of acquisition. If a husband sold a piece of property to his wife and she made a kinyan chazaka on it, that's a different story. That would work. But a wife on a piece of property that was owned by her husband and she's been taking care of it for 3 years, that would not be called a chazaka. The Gemara on Omid Beis will be introduced by our comment noted on the side under the heading Nosei. L'chol ha'deos kan umon ein lo chazoka. According to all the deos that we'll see here, an umon, an artisan, a craftsman, doesn't gain a chazoka. The mashinimso birshuso mistoma higia ilov kede letakno. Things that are in his possession, they're probably there because he received them in order to fix them. Shutof iyeshlo chazoka al chavero. That will be a machlokis. Does a partner gain a chazoka on his friend? We'll see that to be a machlokis. The Gemara inside avua de Shmuel v'Levi. Tanu, they teach the following source: Shutof ein lo chazaka, v'chol shekein uman. On the other hand, Shmuel Tani, not to be confused with Avur de Shmuel, Shmuel teaches the following source: Uman ein loy chazaka, aval shutof yesh lo chazaka. Through the markings, you can see the point of machlokes. The point of machlokes has been highlighted by the dashed underline, the case of the shutof, the partner. The Ozda Shmuel the Tamei, the Omar Shmuel. Before we go further, we just want to note the role of the geometric form that you see. You see a triangle now, and the Mivneh comment on the side indicates Shitois Shmuel binyan Shutof im Yeshlo Chazoka Chavero. So let's see what Shmuel holds. We're saying that Shmuel, who taught a source that says Shutof Yesh Lo Chazoka, is consistent with what he said elsewhere. The Yomar Shmuel Hashutfin Machzikin Ze Al Ze. If one was machzik his chelek, his portion, and his friend's portion as well for 3 years, can claim it as his. U'me'idin ze al ze. They can testify one on behalf of the other. The issue of me'idim ze al ze will be the subject of discussion on the next Daf Gemara. V'nasin shomrei sochor ze lo ze. And as far as the level of shmira that they are considered when taking care of the other's property, they're considered shomer socher level. That too will be the subject of discussion on the next Omer of Gemara. For our purposes, we're focusing on point one of the 3 points that Shmuel just made. Namely, that shutfin are machzikim ze al ze. On this, the Gemara asks, Rami le Rabbi Abba, the Rav Yehuda. Rami means he raised a contradiction. That's who's raising this Rabbi Abba? B'ma'atzarta, b'ma'arosa, b'bei Rav Zakai. Another girsa that Bach provides is b'ma'atzarta, be a press of Rabbi Zakai. Or is it Rabbi Abba met Rabbi Yehuda over there and raised the following question? Mi Omar Shmuel Shutof Yesh Lo Chazaka. V'Omar Shmuel Shutof Ke Yoreid Birishus Domi. That a Shutof, when he's working on the entire piece of property, we're going to be viewing him as a sharecropper, but not as someone gaining and that Lav Lemeimer the Shutof Ein Lo Chazaka. By saying that he's viewed as a Yorei Birishus, he's viewed as a sharecropper, are we not saying that he is not gaining a chazaka? It's as if to say that if you see a shutof tilling, caring for an entire piece of land, he's probably caring for his friend's half under the instructions of his friend. Say, hey, you know, while you're taking care of your stuff, take care of my side also. Quite to the contrary of the idea of his gaining a chazaka. The Gemara answers, lo kasha, there's no contradiction between Shmuel 1 and Shmuel 2. Ha denochis lekula, ha denochis lepalga. It depends. If he descended upon the entire property, then there will be one din. If he descended upon half of the property, then there will be another din. As to exactly what din is shayach to what, what's the halacha when it comes to using all of the property, and what is the din with regard to the case he's using half, this itself is the subject of controversy. Amri lo lahai gisa, the amri lo lahai gisa. To appreciate this distinction, it's probably most beneficial to learn through the Rashbam on the topic. You notice in the Rashbam itself, you'll find some geometric forms. We feature the diamonds to emphasize the expression Lahai Gisa. and you see two of them as reflecting the two possibilities in the Gemara. We will start, however, with the Rashbam on the last of the narrow lines and work through the Rashbam and his explanation of the sugya. Dinochis lekula. At this point, we're not committing ourselves to what the din is with regard to shutuf gaining or not gaining a chazak. We're just presenting the basic facts. Dinochis lekula, sodeh. The shutuf is using the whole sodeh, shekonu shnehem, that they had bought jointly. The nochis the palga bechelek hamuvchar hichzik. We see him using the choice half, the better half. The Omar, and he's claiming chalaknu vigia ze lechelki vechzakti bo shaloshanim. We divided it, and this is the piece that I received as part of the division. I've been here for 3 years. The idoch toin adayin lo chalaknu. He's saying that we haven't yet divided. Elo kach isninu beinenu. Thusly, we made a condition between ourselves. Shetochal oisu chele gimel shonim. Vani afrechal kamochen gimel shonim. The rotation. You take this choice half for these 3 years, and after that I'll use it for 3 years. Very interesting is to remind ourselves of some previous sugyas where people were very careful to divide in such a way. We had the case of these maidservants where they specifically use it on subsequent years, 1, 3, 5, and they will use it 2, 4, 6, so as to not gain a chazaka one on the other. But nevertheless, when the second fellow defends himself or retorts that the fact that you used it for 3 years, that was part of an arrangement we had, but it doesn't indicate a final division. Let's continue in the Gemara, in the Rashbam. Amri lo lahai gisa. Yesh mitartzim bin yinzeh. Hodyam ha-shmuel shutof yesh lo chazoka. What's that case? The nochis lekula. Notice in the markings, notice where the Rashbam says, with the broken underline, it says, Ein lo chazaka, denochis lepalga. That's because the first lashon that the Rashbam is going to explain is, under what circumstances the shutuf gain a chazaka? That's when he's using the whole property. When does the shutuf not have a chazaka? That's when he's using half. When you go on in the Rashbam, just by looking at the markings for navigation, what happens? The other version, Nochis Lekula, what's the case there? Lo Havya Chazaka. You can see with the broken line. And after that, you see when it's Nochis Lepalga, that is Havya Chazaka. So to appreciate the differences, that the Rashbam explains, and we'll go through that now. The Amri Lo Lahaygi, so Yesh Metartzim Bin Yenzeho, Der Mashmuel, Shutof, Yesh Lo Chazaka. Under what circumstances did he say the shutuf gains a chazoka? Denochis lekula, where we find him using the whole property for 3 years. The minig shutfin litol b'shutfis peros kol shana v'shana. O ze yitol chatzi hakarka v'ze hachatzi. The minig shutfin would be that this year you use and gain the fruits of this half the other half, and the next year they switch around the halves that each one was benefiting from. That half that the first guy was using last year, the second guy will use now. If you find that one fellow is using the whole field for 3 years, not half the field this year in a revolving fashion, but he's using the whole field for 3 years. Vaday mochalo eschelko v'hilko chavya chazaka. It must be that one of them sold out his half to the other. V'hoder meshmol ein lo chazaka denochas lepalga. Pretty much like we explained, shekein derech shutfin lechol ze palga v'idoch chavrei palga. The minig of shutfin is to I use half,
I use the eastern half and you use the western half.
Shalosh shanim o arba v'achar keach ochlim afreya b'inyan zeh arba shanim achiros.
If for the first 3 or 4 years I was using the eastern half, for the next 3 or 4 years I will use the western half and you'll use the eastern half.
That would be an indication that there was no division, that there was no chazoka, meaning the shutfin remain as a joint ownership.
The Amri lo lahagisa hecho denochis lekula.
The other version is that where you see one of them using the whole property, lo havia chazoka.
In other words, that's the sign that it's no chazaka.
Shekein hu minig hashufin lechol sode shalem shalosh shanim.
That the minig there, according to the version, is that jointly owned property was used completely by one for units of 3 years.
V'ilkach lo matzitain l'kuach chelkecha b'yodi.
However, if you see some kind of diversion from the normal shufin use, ve'echad enochis lepalga, where you see one of the shutfin sticking to half of the ground. Havi chazoka, the sevorahu the cholku.
It must be that they split their partnership. They're no longer holding it jointly.
The im iso the nichole lehenas mechoko the chol shana v'lo lahamtin shalosh shanim o arba shanim achar chaveru kaminig shutfin lo hoya lo levarer chelik echod levado. Eliyasu b'shutfis v'yachalku haperos.
Going back to the Gemara,
Ravina Omar, ha v'ha denochis l'kula. Both lishonos of Shmuel are cases where the shutuf is using the whole field. The lo kashya ha de is bo din chaluka.
If the property is the size that is fit for division, it's fit for division. And yet you see him using the entire field, that would indicate that there is a chazoka.
Ha de les bo din chaluka.
If, however, you see him using the entire piece of property, however, the property itself is not large enough for division, so you don't have any indication that he has a chazoka. The reason that he's using the whole property is simply because it's not large enough to divide. So they'll use it alternating units of 3 years.
We'll take a look at the Rashbam. Hachi garsin and Ravina Omar ho v'ho denochis l'kula.
Both dinim of Shmuel involve the shutuf using the entire property. Ha the isba din chaluka,
arba amas lozeh, arba amas lozeh.
Havi chazaka. If we see a property that has 8 amas of size to it, and one of them is using the entire property, that would be a chazaka. The kiva diyesh kedei lozeh, kedei lozeh.
Since there would have been enough for each one separately,
eino minag lahaniach ha'echod lahaktim lohu chaveru shalosh shanim.
It wouldn't be normal for one to leave his, to allow his friend to use it first for a period of 3 years. Ela imke mochar lo chelko, unless he sold out his half to his friend.
Deles bodin chaluka,
eino chazoka. If you find one fellow using the entire property for 3 years, if it doesn't have a din chaluka, then there's no chazoka. The hasa miniku lechol ze shalosh arba shanim shleimos. Kol hasada, biyachar kach ze, mishum debishneim biyachar eino kedai,
bochi taimolon.
To have both of them using this small piece of property together is not worthwhile.
Back into the Gemara,
Gufa Amar Shmuel.
Gufa is in effect an expression meaning that we're quoting from something that had been said above, and we're going to expound on it here.
So Shmuel said, "Shutof ki yored bereshus domi."
That was an expression we saw above.
My komash molon.
is Shmuel trying to convey by calling the Shutuf a Yorei Birishus? Shutuf Ein Lo Chazoka? Is that what he's trying to say? That a Shutuf doesn't gain a Chazoka on his friend? Lema Shutuf Ein Lo Chazoka. Say it like that. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua. The choice of classifying the Shutuf as someone who's like a Yorei Birishus, he gains the following insight. Lomar shenoitel b'shevach hamagia l'ksefayim b'sode she'eno asuya lita k'sode ha'asuya lita. To appreciate the meaning behind this expression, we'll take a look at the Rashbam. Rashbam, in the lower part of the page, Lomar, shenotel, that the partner will take kedin oris sheyored birshus, afilu b'sheva hamagia l'ksefayim, that's the improvement in the crops that reaches shoulder height, which is an expression meaning gemar peri, complete, the fruit is completion, kegon komaliksor, like grains that are ready to be harvested, v'anovim liksor, or grapes that are ready for their harvest. Notel kol hachatzi kedin arise ha'ir, they get a full half of the harvest. V'afilu hu soda she'eno osui lita, even if it's not a type of field that's designed for planting trees, elo lezria, it's a type of field designed for seeding plants. V'notahu, and this shutaf, he planted it with fruit trees, which is a diversion from the regular, from the minig. Notel kol dino, he takes his full requisite, what's coming to him. Ki ilu osui lita, it's as if it were designed for planting. In other words, he planted a field that's designed to be seeded with plants, and he put trees in there. So you might think that he's doing something illegitimate and should be penalized or not receive a full half. We're telling you here that's not the case. He gets it as if it were designed for what he used it for. Kedin ha-yoreid v'rshus, in accordance with the halacha of someone who goes into a piece of property under instructions from the owner, following instructions. The ilu yored shelo birshus, in the case of someone who processes, who does something without express instructions, without permission, someone who renders improvements but without permission, shomin lo, we make an evaluation of the benefits, the yodo ala tachtona, and he gets the lesser amount. Dim hashevach yeser al yitzia, if the improvements exceed the expenses, notel as yitzia, he gets only the chance to recover his expenses. He doesn't share in the profits, in the profits beyond his expenses. Dim hayitzia yeser al hashevach, if the improvement was minimal, he invested more than profits yielded, notel yitzia shiur shevach, he'll get his expenses only in so far as the amount of profit that's there, but won't get his full recovery of expenses. Kedoma bava metzia b'hashoel, as it more explains over there. So what we gain over here is that when a shutuf takes care of property, he's considered like a Yored Birishus from me, and therefore, under all circumstances, he will gain his full half of the profits. Not limited like the case of a Yored Shelo Birishus, as we just explained in the Rashbam. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.